Again?
I thought for a second I was like, wait, did it cut out?
I thought the same. I'm like, shit, we lost Suzanne.
I couldn't say the word he. I just like to say that. I'd forgotten how to say he. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's try that again. And he has magnificent horns. They are shiny and twisty and dark and beautiful. Hi guys, welcome to the Fangover podcast where we romance all things that go bump in the night. I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers Book Blog and I am joined by...
Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog.
And Stephanie from Ideally Inspired Reviews.
So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Carnage by Sandra Neely. This is the first book in the Whispers of the Bayou series, which is like a historical paranormal romance series. So I suspect we kind of have feelings about this book. Perhaps not all for the best. One day we will find a book that we all like. It doesn't seem to be coming anytime soon,
unicorn.
But one day, yeah, it is our unicorn. We will find it. I have to say, I do have fond memories of reading Carnage when I first read it, whenever like that was. However, on the reread, didn't quite live up to my expectations either, and it was my pick. So, yeah, but I can't wait to hear kind of what you guys thought. But first of all, so this book is kind of like a monster romance. I don't know if you've ever read any monster romances before, and normally a monster romance is when the hero is very much not human, but it's not an alien book either. They're normally like some kind of mythological actual monster. So we're talking about things like orcs and minotaurs and like stuff like that. So have you read any monster romances? I mean, obviously I have, because that is totally my jam, but I don't know about you guys.
So I think for me, I've only read maybe two before this one. It's not something that I really like seek out, but it's not like it bothers me either. So I was interested in reading this one in particular, but yeah, Stephanie, I'll keep my thoughts for later. I'll save those.
I, off the top of my head, I don't think that I have read any that were not like shifter or had a humanoid side of them sometimes and then non-human on the other, you know, or just staying other than, of course, like the sci-fi, like alien blue planet romance books.
My
favorites. Yes. But aside from that, I don't think that I've read any that were like this, but being somebody who really loves shifter books, which pretty much is the same thing except for, of course, they're humanoid a lot of the time, it didn't bother me, so I wasn't like put off by it and I wasn't weirded out by it, so I feel like it would be something that I could read again, like not this particular book, but like something like it written better.
I hate to agree with you, but like, yeah, this book has some issues. But first of all, like, before we dive into why this wasn't my best choice, I wanted to talk about the things that I do like and what, because I have fond memories of this book and like kind of what those fond memories were. So first of all, I kind of liked like the world that Neely had created, where like there are so many different types of like paranormal creatures and they live like hidden away in the bayou, like in the, like a village amongst themselves. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. I really liked that setup. And then we had like the leader who was in Thrall, who was like a vampire. And then we had lots of gargoyles and like different things. So I enjoyed all of that. So I liked the world that she had created. And obviously I really loved like Carnage and like how he was just so adorable, and that's what I remember about this book. I remember like really liking the world that she'd created with all the different monsters and like the elders and stuff, and I remember like really liking Carnage because he was just so adorable and beastly and had horns. Give me a horny hero. And I'm like, yep. 3 stars straight away. Like, that's all I, that's all I need. So what about you, Francesca? Were there any aspects of this book that you liked or would like to see expanded on, or like didn't immediately make you want to like DNF it?
So I actually finished the book, so I didn't get that put off by the story or the writing. I was able to finish it, and I think for me it's the same like you. I really think that the world itself has a lot of potential had it been done better, and I think her characters also are, not all of them, but a lot of her characters are really, I don't know if, I guess, interesting. I liked Enthrall. I liked Murder, was it?
Yeah, the upper gargoyle. Yeah. Yeah.
And then that guy at the end, Lore? I can't remember. Yeah. Right. So there's some that I'm like, I'm interested to like, maybe I will never continue reading the series. However, I was interested because the characters were interesting. I'll probably like browse through the reviews and see how, you know, what happened to them. But that's about it. I mean, the characters, some of them were nice to read about. I liked Carnage. And that was it. Period.
Stephanie,
Well, okay, I will say that I agree with what Francesca was saying as far, and you, Suzanne, too. Like, I did really like some of, like, the character quirks. And I loved, like, the community vibe for all of these different beings and the hierarchy and everything. I had a heart, which obviously I'll get to later, but, like, I think that I continued reading it, and obviously, full disclosure, I ended up DNFing it, but I still read it, a lot of it, and that was really what kept me reading, was, like, how the characters were written. There were a few, like, funny moments and stuff, and, yes, and of course, Carnage, like, he was almost, like, that cute little, like, dog that you, like, bring home from the shelter and yes, you're like trying to train them into being like really civil. Like there was that one scene where he was trying to get oh my gosh, what's the girl's name, the heroine,
Carolina.
Yeah, when he was trying to get her to understand to not touch oh my god, I already forgot names, I literally just read this book. But, like, he didn't want her touching other, because he was very, like, possessive, but not, like, in a caveman alpha. Like, he was just wanting her to understand, because he couldn't vocalize, like, verbalize his feelings. And so he would take her hand and put it on, like, one of the other males, and then he would slap, like, her hand and then put it back over on him. And then he would, like, rub her hand and then, you know, like, back and forth like that, where he was trying to, like, show her, like, don't fucking touch anybody else. So, like, that, like, those cutesy little, I mean, cutesy to me, but I found that to be, like, a sweet little, like, you know,
endearing
gesture, endearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trait, yeah. Moment. So it wasn't all bad, but it wasn't all good.
Yeah. I mean, to get out in the open, like, all three of us agree that the writing in this book was pretty bad. And I had actually forgotten that. Like, it's just not, it's not well written. It needs some good editing, and it needs bits. It's, like, too long. Mm-hmm. It needs cutting down a bit.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And I've read Sandra Neely, like, since then, and, like, her writing has got better. It's still a bit overlong, but it's okay. But I'd forgotten, like, how raw it was in this particular book.
First draft.
Yeah, right? I mean, it did have that, like, first draft feel, yes, to it. So, I mean, that's like my main thing with this book. I could have put up with it being over long, I guess, but it just, like, the writing wasn't the best. But Yeah, so the next thing I was to talk about was Carnage, which we've already gone into a bit. So he's adorable primitive gargoyle. So would you do him? And how did you find him as a hero? So obviously I would, because I loved him. He's like my favourite thing about like anything else in this book. He's my favourite thing. And he has like that like innocent savage thing going on, which I love. And there's like a couple of heroes like that, which I really like. So there's like some funny moments. So he can't talk like properly. So he, because of the way I guess his jaw is made with like his big tusk teeth. Which I also found
so scaring people off too. Right now.
Yeah, she's like, I would totally do him. Those tusks. Yeah. Now.
What can I say, guys? A man with tusks is all I want. Tusks and horns, please.
All I was missing was a tail at that careful. Point.
But and the man obviously you can't talk because it was also very appealing.
That
to me.
Is appealing. I will say.
I'll give you that. 100%.
Yeah. So I guess the key question in that, oh, Francesca and Stephanie, is would you shag him? So over to you guys.
No.
What? What?
However, I think I feel more like what Stephanie said. He's kind of like that adorable, cute puppy that you know, he's so sweet and yeah, but no.
Yep.
Hard no.
I would not, but mainly because while the not being able to talk is very appealing, I do like a little bedroom talk, and I feel like we would not have that, and then it would just be me by myself, basically, and it'd be just like, I mean...
So. He could do some very, very sexy grunting.
Yeah, that's not a trait that I look for, but thanks. No, I would totally like cuddle him though. Like he's so like pet his little head and horns.
His little bald head.
Yeah. Like, oh, sweet guy. You can kill rabbits anytime. I'm not going to eat it, but you can kill them for me.
That was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was
Have you read, like, Demon from the Dark by Cressy Cole, like, in the Immortals After
I love that book.
And me. So he reminds me of... It's Malcolm, isn't it? Like at the beginning of the book where he brings her like the heads of her enemies.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
I kind of like the heads of your enemies better than the rabbit, personally.
Well, yeah,
true.
I've got no enemies. I have no enemies, so I'm not quite sure like
right.
what he would bring me.
He will find
He'll
them.
Be like, no, just trust me. He'll be like, trust me, these are your enemies. It's fine.
You didn't know about it.
But I was really disappointed when Malcolm could suddenly like be a normal person again. I was like, oh, but I kind of liked him in the cave. Like I would have been happy if the whole book was just like him like that.
He's a
beaver.
But
did you read
right?
What was the one?
Yeah.
The second to last one, the Wicked Abyss. With Abyssian?
Oh, I haven't read that
she
one
has
yet.
A,
oh,
she hasn't read that.
Okay, read that one because he does remain demonish.
Oh, in that case, I'm all over that.
Yeah, maybe that should be my next pick because I love that book.
Yeah, I could reread that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay that's let's
what
go
we're
with
gonna
that.
Do. We've decided.
Settled.
But then watch
that's
Suzanne
been,
hate
like,
it.
No.
It's possible. You have hated some from Cressy Cole.
Oh, like
sweet ruin in life.
Sweet ruin. Like, why did she introduce aliens? Like, what the fuck? No. Like, I don't understand why she introduced aliens into a paranormal romance. Like, what the actual fuck?
I didn't mind.
Well,
that.
They're the only. Well, they're phantoms.
Aliens are from outer space.
All right, fine. But they're just those two. It's not like a whole breed of them.
I'm sure
and
they're
she
coming.
Drinks blood, so therefore it's it still applies to the world.
No.
And if she didn't come, then Rune wouldn't have a he wouldn't have a mate.
I was alright. I liked the heroine in it, but like the whole.
But she's an alien.
Oh. No, is it Rune the one where she's a ghost or a phantom or whatever?
No. Well, no, she's they think that that's what she is, but she's an alien.
Oh. I can't remember now. It's been a while since I read that book. I mean, I gave it 3 stars because it's still
Christy I read it like a few months ago, and I will say, she's technically an alien. I forget what the actual breed name is, but she can, like, that's why they thought that she was a phantom, because she was a Bane blood, and she could drink, you know, his blood, and she could ghost out, basically.
but
you find out about all of that. I mean, and she makes an appearance she makes an appearance in Abyssian's book, but Abyssian's book takes place like in the demon realm the whole time.
Okay, so. We'll definitely have to read that, because I do keep meaning to read it, especially with, is it Munro coming out soon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure soon. I mean, that's coming out for like 4.5 years.
I know.
I do have hopes for this year. I think it's going to happen.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But,
anyways. Okay. But, sorry. Yeah, so, pardon.
Oh, it's become a sweet ruin / carnage episode. love that. Like, I love that, like, the savage hero who doesn't quite know, like human rules and, like, mores and stuff. I don't know. It just, like, I love that.
Where he needed little reminders, like, oh, wait, you can't do this because she's not one of us. she can't sleep on the ground with no blanket. What are you thinking?
Oh, but it's so cute because he wants to, like, take care of her, but he just doesn't know how.
I know.
So he just builds her a big house, and I'm like, I'm down with that too. He's also handy. I mean, come on, guys. Okay, so let's talk about Carolina, the heroine. So just tell me why you didn't like her. I mean, I feel like that's what's coming. I thought she was okay. I mean, like, she's a bit like, we were actually talking before the podcast about, like, a heroine who, like, guys just see her and they fall in love, and, like, I felt like, and when that happens, it's just so annoying, and I feel like she was that heroine.
That's her.
Who, yes. Like, you don't know why, but, like, guys are just falling for her left, right, and centre, and you're like, okay, why is that then? She's fine. She was okay. I was, do you know when it's just like she was just fine, but I don't really remember her much about her. I mean, this book, I just remember carnage.
Right, exactly.
So
but so Carolina.
Francesca
like her.
Has been.
the sigh before the answer.
You know, what I don't understand, when this book starts out, she is, you know, supposedly in a bad situation with these other humans, and Carnage is basically, like, rescuing her from that, and that's when, like, he takes her away from wherever he found her in this terrible situation and back to his home. This girl had no problem with that. She knows nothing of the paranormal world. This gargoyle, monster-looking thing. Okay, granted, he saves her. But he takes her to some hut in the middle of the bayou. And she's, like, totally cool with that. And then she meets a vampire that tells her that now you have to, like, leave. Like, you can't leave here because now you know about us. So either you have to stay here forever, prisoner, or we have to kill you. And she is totally cool with that. She's like, okay, I guess I moved in. What is wrong with her?
I mean, when you put it like that.
If you needed her to put it like that, Suzanne, I have a lot of questions.
I mean, every second of, like, the first however many chapters, I was just going, like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You make no sense.
But
your
life could
be in danger.
I feel like if she'd freaked out too much, we also wouldn't like her. So,
but a little freak out would have been, like, normal.
I mean, or even like, you know, a minute to think about it. Like, yes. She literally was like, yeah, nothing. Okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
Nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I guess there's vampires. Oh, cool. You're a gargoyle. That's awesome. You are too.
I mean, shoot. If you think about it too, the whole situation from the get go, she was practically abducted by this creature that doesn't speak her language, basically, or she grunts. Didn't have any communication. Yeah. And he, I mean, obviously sexy. He was trying to protect her, and we get his perspective during this scene. So you know that his intent isn't malicious.
She doesn't know that. Like,
from the get-go, you are already in a very precarious situation. Yes. And then they tell you, oh, either we kill you or you stay here. Now, granted, it could be her survivalist instinct by being like, yeah, sure, I'll stay here, fine.
But there was like, no thought of her saying, no, I'm going to try to figure out how to get away from here. It.
Yes. Yeah, like she's totally pleasant about it. Like, it's not like a conflicted decision. She's very pleasant. Like, because Karin said, and she like places her hand on his chest. She's like, yeah, I'll say it's cool. Like, whatever. I mean, oh, girl. I mean, at that point, she wasn't even dickmatized at that point because they hadn't even had sex. So, no. Like, you have nothing. That you know of.
That happened than, like 2 minutes. Like, she was yes! there for like 2 minutes. And then she's like, I'm cool with it. Yes.
Yeah.
And then yeah, right away she was still like, normal. Oh my God, why is he leaving? Like, why isn't he right. with me? He's going out and like screwing somebody else maybe. What is wrong with her?
Maybe I daydream too much about being kidnapped by monsters or aliens, and I'm like, because I'm like, yeah, seems fine, seems like a normal reaction to this.
But
situation.
It's so funny though, Suzanne, because I feel like if this situation or scenario were in any other book, you yep. would have been so yes. not with it. And so you're just like, oh, it's fine. He's got horns and tusks, like whatever.
Like, that's a trump card. If you got horns,
had it, yes. Because if it was
okay,
a
well, I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind for future recommendation.
If that was a checklist. Fae hero, you would have been like, no, yeah. wrong.
Yeah, I know.
She was know, taken but... to fairy. No.
But the situation didn't feel rapey in the way that the face.
It's
off.
But it
I'm,
wasn't.
I'm not
really,
saying it's rapey.
It rapey.
I'm not saying it's rapey. It's just but there's it no survival instinct.
Like if this was Edward taking Bella, taking
okay,
her into
guys.
His colony of vampires.
Can you please stop pointing out my double standards? Oh, it's so true. Like, with the alien and monster romances, I accept so much oh more, like, weird and stupid shit than I do from any other genre. Like, I'm just like, yeah. Yeah. Seems normal. Seems like that dream I had last night. It's fine.
Oh, my God. In short, yeah, that's my opinion on
that. I mean, clearly Francesca and I have the same opinion based off the fact, I mean, I couldn't even remember her name, so that should tell you something. Like, I'm very indifferent about her, but I did question a lot. And I think that that's ultimately what caused me to DNF it was because, like, while I found the paranormal or, you know, mythical beings to be more interesting, that held my interest more, I felt it very difficult to accept what was happening because like there was no, like it was almost like everybody was going with the flow, like nobody was contradicting. I mean, she was willing to stay in this weird fucking tent getting bit up by bugs and eating raw rabbits than, you know, go into a regular house. Yep. I'm pretty sure that if I had been kidnapped, no matter how attractive I was to horns and tusks, Suzanne, if I had been brought to, like, this gargoyle's encampment and being held there overnight, I would not have been sleeping like a baby like this girl was. Like, she was like in a deep sleep where they had to wake her up. Like, come on, my ass would have been awake the entire night, at least the first night.
Yeah, she's had a hard day
and what of being kidnapped. I mean,
also, can we talk about the fact that this was supposed to be a historical paranormal romance?
No.
Because we've skipped over that part, and that's what I was most excited about. And I'm like, yeah, what happened? Because the genre got mixed up in this one.
Big.
Maybe time. That's why she stayed, because she had so much clean running hot water.
Could be.
Wait a minute.
Wait, I'm about to contradict everybody, and I was the one who DNF'd it. She said in that moment that she had it at her house.
House.
She came
yes.
from Means.
Yes.
So
yeah.
she knew
did.
About it.
Yes. She asked. Actually, I think she was the one that asked in Thrall,
yes.
right?
Like,
yes.
oh, how do you have hot water here?
Yes.
And he's
yes.
like, oh, how do you know about hot water? And then I'm like, oh, God, I roll. Jesus.
I'm like, hold on, let me go back. What year was this supposed to be? 'Cause,
I don't know what you want about. But, like, no, nothing historical is ever, like, accurate, though.
No, but I feel like she should have, yeah, but she should have probably, like, added more historical flair to it. I mean, I get it, they're in the bayou, but once, like, they go back out and, you know, without spoiling what happens, they are in the real world for some time. She didn't really add too much historicalness to the story. So I feel like it could have just been any regular paranormal contemporary. It would have been the same book. It would have just changed, like, literally, like, the year at the beginning. That's it.
Because yeah, he has more... Because their father has more power over her, right? Because it's historical. Like,
That's
can't...
it. He could have just been a dick.
Yeah, but he still couldn't have forced her to marry
True.
Someone, though, could he? Yeah,
True.
If it was contemporary.
Yeah.
Not that I disagree about it being historically, like, inaccurate.
Okay, there's
or whatever,
there's two
but,
points.
Like,
that's yeah. it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in it for carnage. I don't really care about the rest. I mean, this next bit seems like a pointless question, but would you read this author or this series again? Like, would you either read this author again or continue this series?
I will read the reviews of the other books because, like I said before, I like three other heroes, and I don't think that I would put myself through reading those books just to get, you know, like, resolution and what happens to them. But I did like the character, so I would read the reviews or some spoilers, not the author.
Sorry, I've reviewed the rest of you. Tell
me.
Them on the blog.
Just ask Suzanne to give you some spoilers.
That's
yeah,
it.
Okay, I've read them.
Literally, that's it. So, no, I don't think that I would read this author again.
Yeah.
Well, considering I DNF'd it, I would say... that no, I don't plan on starting and not finishing anymore. For
and
oh, God.
What would you rate this? So I originally rated it as a 4 stars, but upon the reread, that's gone
God.
Down to 3.
Jesus Christ!
I know.
We're 2 of those stars for the horns and tusks, like that.
Definitely,
alone.
Yes. I did say horns and tusk automatically give it 3 stars, so it's going to go down to
Jesus.
3 stars.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to go with 2.
Okay.
2 stars.
Well, and since I DNF'd it, I don't rate books that I DNF, but I think
I
had finished it, it would have been a very,
itself.
Very low, but
yeah.
yeah, so DNF rating.
So another successful another success for the Fangover team. We are terrible at picking books. I think maybe we should get like listeners to decide.
I know, right?
Least,
but then it'll be worse because then we would be hurting other people's feelings and not just our
own. True, true. But I was like, at least we could blame someone else. Well, it's your pick next, Stephanie. So next week, though, we will be talking about One Grave at a Time, which is the next book in the Night Huntress series. So it's technically book number 6, but in out of like all the books, it's actually, I think, book number 8. So if you counted like Spade and Mensheri's books, which of course we do. So don't forget to tune into that. But as I said, Stephanie is picking our next book. So what delight have we got in store for us, Stephanie?
Well, originally, before the episode recorded, we had one selection. But obviously, through this episode, we decided on another. So now you guys see our process of how we pick books, clearly. Usually we have keywords and see if that attracts the other two to reading it. So Wicked Abyss is, I don't know what number it is in the Immortal Mortals After Dark series by Kresley Cole. Legit. But it can definitely absolutely be read as standalone. I recommended it to other people who had never read any of Kresley's previous books or any of the previous books in the series. Because, mind you, each book in that series technically is like a different couple. So, in theory, yeah, you could read any of them as standalone. But this one in particular, you aren't lost if you read it on its own.
Yeah.
But the premise of it, it almost kind of has like a Persephone Hades story like undertone a little bit, because the heroine is she's a fae, but like from like reincarnated, I guess is probably the best way to put it, and she's been promised, or like there's an arranged marriage essentially, to a demon king in the underworld, essentially, or like, you know, in hell, in one of the demon realms, to help unite their kingdoms in a way. But it turns out to be a enemies to lovers, because they both are from rival kingdoms, and technically, like, her, and this isn't a spoiler, her family, who set up the arrangement, are pretty much putting her in there kind of like a Trojan horse a little bit, to like entrap him, and but then obviously they end up falling in love. So it's a total romance. It's very, very steamy. He is demonish, so you know he has like demonish qualities, which Suzanne will love. He does horns? Have horns.
Yes, there's horns.
Three stars.
There's horns.
He has three horns. Stars he already,
does,
guys.
He does not have horns, tusks, but he
claws,
does have horns
and pointy ears.
Yes, and I think does he have a tail? I don't remember.
I don't remember a tail.
Oh my God.
But Suzanne will love this.
Yeah, I was like, if he's got a tail as well, that's four stars right there.
And
is that one for body part?
Right. And he basically is, but he can also shift into like a more humanoid being, but he is demonish throughout. I would say like 90% of the book he is like in his demon form.
Nice.
But he can actually, unlike Carnage, he can actually communicate with her.
Why do you need to do that? Like, what's wrong with a good grunt?
I mean, when he gets in the throes, he becomes a little grunty.
Ooh, nice. Maybe I'll read this tipsy.
Well, it takes a minute. Oh, he has wings. That's what it is.
Ooh,
he has,
nice,
like, demonish wings. I know that. And, yeah. So I think Susanna's going to really like it. But I really do, at, like, the heart of it, the story is very interesting. And it'll keep you interested the whole time.
Cool.
Like I said, whether or not you've read the previous books.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we've all read like Immortals After Dark, so I already like Kresley Cole, so I just haven't, for whatever reason, got around to reading this one. So,
oh well, perfect.
Yay.
I like this one. I think I rated this one four stars when I first read it. So
same.
I'm guys, happy to reread
this.
It
could be our unicorn.
Yes,
this could be our unicorn.
Well, and like a unicorn, it has horns. So maybe that's all it takes.
No, I mean, I am normally that easy to please, just give me some more. And I'm like, it was fine. Anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and we would also really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and give us I want to say five star rating, please, if you could, because
Suzanne will wear horns.
We're worth it. Yeah. I mean, I do that anyway, but like, If that's what you guys need to give us 5 stars, like, watch this space. So you can find The Fangover at thefangover.com. We're on Instagram at The Fangover, and you can find us on Facebook as well. And you can find me in the wild on Instagram on Suzanne_UTC.
And you can find me on Instagram at UTC Book Blog and underthecoversbookblog.com.
And you can find me at Ideally Inspired Reviews on Insta and IdeallyInspiredReviews.com.
Hi. Fuck's sake, I can't talk now. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye! Bye.